This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Punch up the ham.
That's a good idea. We should do that for Christmas.
Punch up the ham?
Yeah, and guess what? Now it's vegan.
No!
Sugar!
Punch it!
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hi, hello, greetings, welcome, bienvenue. This is Punch Up the Jam. I am Miel Bredo. We're gonna make the songs something else. Not better, can't say that. Who am I? Just a guy? This has gotta stop. Thanks for coming to Punch Up the Jam.
I'm scared, Miel. I'm frightened by that intro.
I love having you here by yourself.
Yeah, finally, that dead weight is off my shoulders and I can sing a song.
Yeah, will you?
Yeah, I can sing a little bit.
Okay, good, because I'm going to play your intro right now. And if you want to sing quietly in the background while I do it, I think that would be really good.
Okay, so okay, sing so, while you're talking?
Yeah, so here's the intro song.
Okay. Oh, I like this song a lot.
You know him. You got to sing now, though.
Okay.
Just lightly in the background. You know him from If I Were You. He's a co-founder of HeadGum. It's Amir Blumenfeld.
I don't know enough about music to know like how to compliment a song versus just sing along to it.
What you did was perfect and exactly what I was hoping you would do.
I also, for a second, thought it was the Vitamin C song.
As they start the same. On.
Yeah, it's that. It is the
Paca
same
Bell's
song.
Canon.
That's right, which is really good.
Do you know why I played that song?
Because I'm smart.
That's right.
Yes.
That's why I did it. Second Amir came in, I was like, we got to play a song that sounds like those like smart raisin brand commercials.
Yeah.
Okay, Amir, thank you for coming on.
Of course. Thank you for waiting until I was ready and then finally having me on. And now I'm fully ripened.
You edged me and I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
Can you please, sorry, I'm not trying to laugh at your choice. Can you tell me why you were like Hook by Blues Traveler?
It is. I guess it still is my favorite song.
That's not a joke.
No, that's not a joke. Like when I was growing up, people had favorite songs and I'm like, mine is Hook by Blues Traveler.
Who were you?
I was just a 11-year-old Jew from the San Fernando Valley. And my brother had the 4 CD, which is the name of the CD by Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
There's basically 3 good songs on it. Run Around.
That's the one everyone knows.
Yeah. Well, I would say Run Around and Hook are the two that everybody knows.
Maybe fair.
Yeah. So Run Around is good. I listen to Run Around.
That's the one that's like, Hook,
it was like from the Zeus and Roxanne trailer or something like that.
Was that the one with the dolphin and it loves a golden retriever?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Look around the world. No, that's a different song. The Right Time to Roll. That's the third song. Anyway, okay, so there's Oh, You Wanna Give Me a Run Around.
That's the one I was thinking, yep. Yeah.
And then the song that I love, my favorite, was Hook.
Not the Hook.
Just Hook. Yes, Hook.
Because, like the Robin Williams movie.
Yes. And it probably both came out in like 94.
This is 94.
Yeah.
The same year as
probably the same
Black
year
Hole
as Hook.
Sun.
Yeah. Okay, so this was much better than... So I didn't like
this
cool
was
music.
Much better.
I didn't like cool music. I didn't like... Like my brother listened to Bush and I'm like, no, that's too intense for me. I'm
you
11.
Like Clinton.
Yeah, I was born in 83, so I was 11 and 94 came out. Run Around, Hook, right up my alley. Loved them. Loved
okay,
them
can you explain to me? I'm just so excited about this because A, it's painting such an eccentric picture of you as a young boy.
Oh, really? Eccentric? It doesn't make sense knowing me now that I loved Blues Traveler's Hook.
I feel like if you told me my favorite song's Hook at 11 and I looked at you, I would be like, great, that man will grow up to exclusively take care of his facial hair and have a wide collection of fedoras and like antique rifles.
It's interesting. Okay, so the fedora thing I've never had, but I do like You're Jason Mraz. Out. With the rifle thing, it's too extreme, too many weaponry. I don't like the weapon stuff.
Okay, okay.
Fully shaved face. I guess I did have until I could grow a beard, so here we are.
No, but you don't have like intricate designs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you thought that kind of person likes Blues
Traveler.
Or
like a chin strap.
Yeah, I never did that.
Or what do you call like when it's just under the ball of your chin?
Soul patch?
Yeah.
So I either I defied the odds or you're wrong about what kind of guy
or
likes
I'm just
Blues
a very
Traveler.
Close-minded asshole.
Yeah.
They're probably both true.
I don't think Blues Traveler is douche music, but maybe I'm not Maybe I'm wrong and I am a douche.
To be fair, I maybe think everyone's a douche. That might be a me thing.
Yeah.
What I will say is part of my research on this, I was hard pressed to find too much about the song. I did find a little, but since we've already segued into this, the lead singer, John Popper.
Yep.
Which sounds like a fake name, right?
Gastric bypass surgery. Is that what you found?
No. Did he have that?
I think he got from very fat to really skinny. So I'm assuming.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to tell you this part.
Okay.
He's a proud libertarian.
Oh.
And an avid collector of weaponry.
Oh.
Including firearms.
Oh my.
Swords.
Popper.
And a working $10,000 American Civil War cannon.
Got it. So that's why you thought the rifles.
Yeah. And also, did you like that I said dollars?
So I loved his singing and his harmonica playing.
Did he play the harmonica?
Yes.
Okay. I have more respect now.
You've not seen the video of him performing this song?
No. I just listened to the song and I felt like that was enough.
He's fucking guitaring and then he does the harmonica solo and then he starts singing. And the singing sounds like the harmonica.
This is the only song past 1980 I can think of that has a rip-roaring harmonica solo.
Great harmonica solo.
I'm so excited to listen to it, if nothing else, to scream the whole time.
I love it.
I was also shocked to find out this album, 4, that you mentioned,
yep,
6 times platinum.
Yeah, well, I was one of those platinums, so I bought it a million times.
Is it 100,000 or is it a million?
I think in platinum's a million.
Holy shit.
I would guess.
Their original band name was Blues Band.
Yeah, Traveler's better.
They changed it. Can you guess after who?
Why did they change it from band to Traveler?
Yeah.
Because
it feels exactly true once you find out what it is.
Traveler, the movie North with Elijah Wood, which also came out in 94.
I love that guess. It's the second part of the name of Gozer, the Traveler.
I don't know
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Yeah. The primary demon.
Hello. Of course. Yeah, obviously.
And I'm not reading that off my notes. No, we all knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Of course.
Just like I knew clearly this is a fedora band based on nothing.
I mean, Popper definitely wore a fedora and a vest.
It feels right, doesn't it?
Yeah, but he was a bigger man, so I couldn't pull off those looks.
It's also interesting you said that because their Wikipedia page, maybe this is true. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything, clearly, but they attributed the lack of the group becoming even bigger than they were to one of the members. I don't even have his first name. Sheehan. Mike? I don't know. Yeah, he died a few years into their success.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I didn't know that.
And they list Popper's, quote, struggle with obesity.
There it is. There's the gastric bypass situation.
Can you imagine your weight getting you dropped from your record deal?
He was a big dude.
Yeah, but why does it matter if he's great at harmonica and can sing?
I wasn't offended by it, but I guess they thought it hurt his marketability.
Fuck off.
Sorry, you're right.
It's stupid. Let the man sing.
Yeah, it's not like he's a female singer.
Fuck you.
He can look whatever he wants.
I mean, I would hope in 2019 we're like a little better.
Yeah, it's crazy to think this was 25 years ago.
Stop. Is that true?
94.
Stop. That can't be right. I'm 30.
That's right.
Oh, no. You made me say it.
Want to feel old?
Want to feel old? I'm 30.
Want to feel old? Hook came out in 94. Yeah, I knew that already. And I don't feel old at all.
I'm going to tell you why now. I actually played Pocket Bell's Canon in D major.
Because it's a great song. Oh, because he uses it in the song?
The chord progression of Hook.
No wonder I love both.
Yes. So if you don't know the song, we'll get into it in a second. But the lyrics of the song, the whole premise of the song, it's all commentary, maybe even satire on the banality and vacuousness. Is that how you even say that?
It's a song about songs. So it's clever. It's like an interesting satire, as you said, about pop music while being a very pop music itself.
And becoming popular.
Yes.
And now here we are adding a third level of meta commentary.
That's right. It doesn't matter what I say, as long as I podcast with inflection.
It's true.
That's the first line, right?
I'm
not making that up.
I mean, I think you're writing the punch up right now.
Oh my God.
If we just do a whole like Marc Maron, Ira Glass, like what is this? Cereal? Well, Who do we impersonate? Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Well, if we're going to punch it up, and I'm afraid to try, but I'm down to give it a go. Punch up the fast part, which is like the most.
Rap?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not, I wouldn't even call it a rap.
I would call it a rap.
It's more of a ditty. A scoobity doop bop bop.
See, now I feel like we're in the Blues Traveler vernacular.
Yeah.
That feels right. So in the same vein that the lyrics are just like, here's some lyrics because none of this shit matters. The hook's what you came here for.
Yep.
The music is kind of saying the same thing by saying, what if we took the most pedestrian basic chord structure as implemented in Pachelbel's canon in D, which is a 1-5-4-3. I mean, this doesn't make sense to you. Do you know what
he's doing? Not at all, no.
Really basic chord changes.
So play
changes.
Like the note. Sing the notes to me in Pachelbel's canon and then mm-hmm. sing.
Right?
Yep. Da-da. But then how is this in hook?
So they changed the key.
Ugh.
So that'll sound a little different to you because it's, I think that's in D major and then I think Blues Traveler's in A major.
Yeah. God, even this part is so good. Isn't this part good? Am I just like nostalgically loving this song? This song is really fucking good, right?
I mean, it depends on what your definition of good is, I guess.
Are you not listening to that? You're like, oh, this is great.
I hate to be negative on a song someone loves, but I guess if I were to try to put it in the most political terms, I would just say that I hate.
Fuck off. I'm just practicing. What were you going to say?
I would say no offense, but you're really stupid.
Stupid.
But no offense. No, I would say that it just reads like butt rock to me.
Which is like, it could be any song.
Specifically, it's like a karaoke at a podunk town, like one stoplight town's strip mall bar karaoke night where guy goes and sings every song because no one else ever sings.
Give me like a song that you can view in the same exact way. So like hook is basically like this
okay,
other
great
song.
Okay, great idea.
So I can understand how you treat it. Because to me, this song is an A++.
Okay, it feels like a bluesier Two Princes.
If you want to mm-hmm. come in, that song. Okay, what about One Headlight?
What's that?
We can drive home with one headlight. You don't even know that song? Marika, do you know that song?
No.
What the fuck is happening here? Am I like 91
old!
Years old? I'm not even that old.
Who even sings that song?
Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son.
Oh, the Wallflowers?
Yes.
I know they're... I don't remember.
Yeah, it's Bob Dylan. You don't know? Okay.
He has one song I know.
Well, yeah, it's One Headlight.
Closer to You.
And I, okay, what's that
Closer
song?
Closer to You. But yeah, similar vibe. It feels like there's wood chips on the floor. Someone's wearing a fedora. There's some eccentric facial hair.
But the fact that there's a harmonica happening at the same time, doesn't that elevate it a little bit above Two Princes?
I'm getting mixed up with this band and the Blues Brothers.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I realize I am describing the visual of Blues Brothers.
Just to set the tone of where I'm coming from, the context. I grew up like kind of like a comedy nerd and a music like dumbass. So like I like was consuming like yeah, I was like, ooh, let's watch SNL all the time.
You.
But then when it came to music, I'm like, I just love top 40 pop music.
I think that this is there for what this genre is, they're doing it well. I just think that this is a genre that loses its appeal, at least to me, but especially now that it's 26 years old.
Okay.
It feels like a little too accessible and maybe a little too normal to me. But maybe I also am a pretentious dick.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Okay. But you don't remember the song coming out either, right?
No. I actually am not sure I've ever heard this song before.
So why was it on your list of songs that I can choose from?
I think listeners suggested it.
Okay, cool. So they're smart.
They're smarter than me. Clearly.
So when you were listening to the song, you had never heard it before?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, when I clipped the sections for this episode, I was hearing it for the first time.
All right, let's start it because I like it too much to just like.
I just have to say one other thing.
Yeah.
And that is from Devin DiMattia from Patreon, who says, I've only ever heard Hook on the radio and I was always half listening, so I didn't even know it was called Hook. I've always just thought of it as that Blues Traveler song that isn't Runaround. And after actually paying attention to the lyrics this time, is this song just about how hard writing songs is?
Just about? Is this song just a brilliant song about how songs are catchy? Yeah, it is just about that. That's right, Dan. It is just the greatest song ever. Did you like fucking Adaptation? Or is the movie just about making a movie? Because last time I checked, that was a pretty well-respected film.
I mean, actually, I do love Kaufman. So again, you are proving the point that maybe I am a pretentious dick. Okay, so here's how the song starts.
Yes. Great. It's good right off the bat.
feels like I'm at a high school party and someone picked up a guitar.
Awesome. That's a great vibe to have.
You like that vibe.
High school parties are fun. Oh, harmonica solo. Popper.
No, it's like, Greg has a harmonica. Is it an A major?
It's beautiful.
I swear to God, someone's going to come out carrying a chicken.
That's great. I love chicken.
I absolutely appreciate that you are unwilling to be discouraged by me. Thank you.
No, I mean, this is my favorite song. You're not going to be like, you're not going to prove to me that I don't love it.
I don't want to. And I feel like so often when I have like a different opinion than someone, especially if I'm negative and they're positive, they feel suddenly like embarrassed or ashamed. And I don't think you should. I think you should stand by your opinion.
That's right. Stand by your man.
That's
and
a great
my
song.
My man is John Popper. Now let's hit the lyrics. Great. Doesn't matter what I say. As long as I sing with meta, funny, clever, but musically interesting. It doesn't matter what I say as long as I sing with inflection. And he sings that with inflection.
But he sings it with so much inflection, it's virtually impossible to understand what he's saying.
Sure. To me, I hear it, but to you, maybe not.
It is also your favorite song.
It is my favorite song.
And this is my second time ever hearing it.
That's true.
Are you not taken by the juxtaposition of, I cannot think of another term, butt rock style of music with then this like delicate, I don't know, semi-yodel? Like, is that not so good? Because it, like, at some point it's vibrato and then maybe it's like a little tremolo and then at other times he's just like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what those words mean, but sure. And it sounds great to me. Next line.
It doesn't matter what I say. Like,
yep, I loved it.
It comes from a place in his throat that makes me think he just drank a glass of milk.
It comes from a place in his waistline that makes me think that he drank more than one glass of milk.
You can't fat shame in 2019, Amir.
I know, but this is 94. He's skinny now.
So you're time traveling just to get into the episode.
That's
got
right.
It. Okay, I'm willing to go on, but I will say at this point, as a listener, I would have skipped the song.
Yeah.
He lost me by singing that just a teeny bit too passionately. Although I do respect that perhaps this is all a joke. And that's part
missed,
of the joke.
You would have missed the harmonica solo, which is not even singing. So I feel like even you would like that part.
A harmonica solo?
You do not remember the harmonica solo? We'll get there.
I'll never forget a harmonica solo. I'm just shocked that you look at me and go, that looks like a girl who loves a harmonica solo.
Who doesn't? I mean, again, I think this song should be universally adored. So next line. Makes you feel like I'm in a truth of that reflection. Okay, so you're going to have to tell me what he just said.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes you feel I'll convey some inner truth or vast reflection.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what I say, so long as I sing it with inflection that makes you feel I'll convey some inner truth or vast reflection.
Yeah.
Which I think he's trying to tell us with the way he's performing this, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, like you can't even hear what I'm saying, but just because the way I'm singing it makes it sound like I'm reflecting.
I'm feeling it so hard that you assume I must be singing about something real.
Yeah, which is better than a song about a fucking car, right?
Are you trying to shade Billy Ocean?
I'm trying to shade most songs are about like a lover or a lifestyle or...
I would say on this
weather.
Podcast track record, it's always sex or drugs.
Okay.
Every song's about sex or drugs.
So you got to give them an attaboy, some daps for making a song that's not about any of that stuff. It's about singing a song, which is kind of clever.
I think what's clever is that you just said attaboy and daps, two expressions I haven't heard since 1920.
94.
Yeah, I will. And I also think it's hard to criticize his vocal performance because it's potentially all just for the sake of the bit.
Yes.
But it is so funny.
He commits.
Nice. Like he just actually has moments of silence in the middle of a run.
Yep.
He's so committed to sounding so committed.
But he's good. Next line.
Okay. Yeah. No,
wait. The next line is I can keep it up as long as it takes.
Close. But I've said nothing so far. But I've said nothing so far. Stop, it sounds like you said fart. I can keep it up as long as it takes. There's an accent now. And
it really doesn't matter who you are.
see if he hadn't done the run.
If I'm doing my job, it's your resolve that breaks. So if I'm doing my job, it's your resolve that breaks.
Yes.
So it's like, it doesn't matter that I've said nothing so far. As long as I'm doing it like this,
you'll keep listening.
Yes. Which is true. I kept listening. So much so that it became my official favorite song.
You got got.
Popper popped me. I lost my virginity to John Popper. And not like he was playing in the background.
No.
I'm saying he fucked
seduced
me for the first
you with
time.
His yes. stylings.
That's right.
And I have to comment on this one part that he actually, I think I have to assume, John, I'm sorry if you were trying to sing beautifully and I assumed you were deliberately trying to sing badly or at least ham it up so fucking hard that it can't be serious.
Yeah.
But then there's this one moment where it kind of all falls apart where he, for a second, does this beautiful Ooh. Note. Right here. Listen how it says R. And it don't matter who you are. Then he has to do that fucking run and go right back into cheese land.
Oh, interesting. To me, it's all good. So it's interesting that you like that one word more than the other words.
You don't
so
hear what, the way that
it don't
that
matter who
note,
you are. That
not the lyric. The way that the note, he the descension, right? So it don't matter who you are. You don't hear how that no. is complementing the chord under it in nope. a far more interesting way no. than every other note so far.
Correct. I do not.
There's no part of you that goes, ooh.
That's what I say to every fucking line of this song. This whole line, this whole fucking song is an ooh. The guitar is great. The harmonica is ooh. The singing is definitely an ooh.
Just the singing, you just make one category.
Yes, because it all sounds good because it's all Popper and it's all now. What's he up to?
Popper? I heard, even though he's a proud libertarian, he was rallying for Bernie.
Interesting. He's a Bernie bro. If you lose a lot of weight, does your voice change?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, could he sing this song today and sound the same?
I mean, I don't hear any part of this vocal as, like, contingent on the size of his body, but maybe.
Because I saw Brian Wilson recently, and he sounds like Randy Newman. But that might be an age thing.
Your voice, yeah, definitely degrades as you get older. No question. I mean, I sound shittier than I did when I was, like, 19.
Really?
Isn't that sad?
It's that quick?
Yeah.
Interesting.
11 years and here we are, an old maid.
An old maiden voyage.
Unmarried at 30. I'm just an old maid. Okay, I have to also comment on the way that he like has this accent on the second half of this verse that suddenly sounds, I hate to keep referencing Matt Parker and Trey Stone, but it very much sounds like a South
Trey
Park.
Stone and Matt Parker. No, wait.
Trey Stone and Matt Parker.
I shouldn't have corrected you. Continue.
Did I? You just said their names in the other order.
Yeah.
Did you think I switched their last names?
I think you switched them and then I switched. I'm like, no, she was right. And now that I'm talking about it, I don't even
Trey
know.
Trey Parker.
And Matt Stone.
Stone. Yes. No, I don't know.
Trey. No, it's Trey Parker and Matt Stone. And now I don't remember if you said that originally. Either way, I shouldn't have corrected you.
Honestly, someone needs to. I am out of control. I'm wild.
Isn't it Matt Stone? Yes, it
is. Matt
right?
Stone and Trey Parker. America just nods silently.
So we don't know if we just changed the order of Trey and Matt, or
I think you. I think I said Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
And I said Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Coming from a duo that always came in a specific order, I have a very hot, low tolerance.
I understand
for a changing of that order.
And luckily, this is all recorded. I don't know if you saw the microphone in front of your face, but we can go back and listen.
If I'm doing my job, it's your resolve that breaks.
Listen to the like. Do you hear the South Park of this part? If I'm doing my job, like.
Oh, I see. If I'm doing my job. Oh, yeah. I listen to that. I can hear that. If I'm
doing my job.
If they're stealing our gerbs, they took our gerbs.
They took our gerbs,
yeah.
Okay, and now, finally,
the hook.
Titular.
The hook brings us back. God, this song is fucking good.
Why is that not in time?
Why is that not in time? I think it arrived quite punctually. What do you mean by that?
Listen to the background vocal here.
Okay.
So he's going, because the hook brings you back. And then the background vocal is like, I don't have any volume in my can, so I'll just guess.
Got it. Listen.
So this is on. And then the background vocals were like, we're going to go our own way. We'll meet up later.
Is that him or is that
I think
a backup
it's him.
Singer?
That sounds like him to me.
So he's layering his own voice on top of itself. Yeah.
So he did what's called Bulgarian throat singing. He split his throat.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Into three tones to harmonize with himself.
Bulgarian throat singing?
That is a thing. That's not what this is.
Got it.
I'm absolutely full of shit. You should have fact checked me.
The problem is I don't know anything, so you can lie to me. I'm like a 4-year-old. I'll believe anything you say about music.
Not in the world.
Not about basketball. That I do know stuff about. Okay, everything else I'm dumb at. Yeah.
The balls are orange.
Oh, it's like 3 balls playing at the same time.
Yes.
Multi-ball. They do that sometimes in double
That's
overtime.
Double, yeah, because it's like it's referencing double Dutch.
Got
with
it.
Two row ropes.
Yep, row ropes. ropes.
Okay. I can't get over that background vocal and also how not hooky this hook part supposedly is.
Wow.
Do you, in your head, will you be walking away from this going, hook brings you back, and then what? Brings you back. Just quietly.
I'll not do the backup song, but yes, I will sing the chorus. Because again,
you're going to sing the bridge.
This is my favorite song.
The bridge is the hook of the song.
The bridge brings me back?
Of this song. That supposedly puts
is
a lot
bridge,
of pressure.
The rap. Rap skiddly-doo part.
That's the only reason this song is famous. I will say that 100% confidently.
Definitely helps, but I wouldn't say it's the only reason. Do you remember the harmonica solo?
Marissa, can you bleep every time I've ever said harmonica solo?
Can you bleep me correcting Miel, perhaps incorrectly? Is there a worse look than correcting someone and you being wrong? That's the worst thing you could do.
I've done it so many times. It should be my middle name at this point.
Somebody once told me, like, you should never correct anybody, even if you're sure they're wrong. Because even if you're right, you look like a jerk. And if you're wrong, then that's the worst thing.
I feel like it's the golden rule. And when I say something wrong, I want to be told, except on this podcast, never tell me I'm wrong unless you're actually on it. What I do not want is to say something wrong on air and then get 1,000 tweets about it. That shit's so annoying.
I can't stop myself from correcting people, even though like I know, as I'm doing it, I'm like, I shouldn't be doing it.
No, but in real life, I want people to do that. So I do that. And I have had it go quite badly many times. Yeah. So I probably should stop.
It's not worth it. Because even if the best case scenario is you're right and they're wrong, then you just walk away being
superior?
An asshole to them. Yeah.
I was at MoMA sitting in front of like one of my favorite help
art
Matisse fuck. I was sitting in front of one of my favorite Matisse paintings, those big dancers, you know.
And I don't, but sure,
it's the naked people. It's amazing. I love this painting so much. I just sat there and stared for like 30 minutes. It was so beautiful. And then this lady comes up behind me, is like, hi, can you not sit there, I'm trying to take a picture.
Whoa.
And I was like, well, that's pretty coming in hot, but like no problem. And then she's like, yeah, it's just my grandparents. And now she's like, while she's trying to hurriedly take this picture, she's like telling me her life story. And I was like, okay, I would have moved anyway, but it's fine. My grandparents just like, you know, we spent a lot of time there growing up and they just had this picture behind their toilet. And it's just like, they just loved Picasso.
Their toilet.
And everything in my body was like, don't say it. But it just came out. I was like, you mean Matisse? And then she was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, right. This wasn't a good look ever, was it?
She's right. Whatever.
Learn from me.
You mean your bathtub, not your toilet.
I correct her with something I don't know.
That's what I did to you about Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
I'm like, oh, wait, no. You surely mean the sink.
Now I'm wondering if you did say Matt Stone and... No, Matt Parker and Trey Stone. That doesn't matter.
Listen, may I have? Probably did I? Yes. Were you still wrong? Also, yes.
Yeah.
I have to be right sometimes.
Best case scenario with both fucked up. Worst case scenario, only I
okay,
fucked
ready?
Up.
We'll even the playing field. Each say a word wrong on the count of three.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Bonono. You didn't say anything.
Ambiguity. Sorry, can we continue listening to the chorus? Yep, still awesome. Continue. I have no notes, Popper.
He said the whole chorus.
Yep.
Because the hook brings you back.
Yes.
For some reason on the Genius page, hook is with a capital H as if it's God.
Oh, interesting.
I ain't telling you no lie.
That's right.
The hook brings you back. On that you can rely.
That's right.
Is this like a really shitty Pied Piper? Like, Rumpelstiltskin, what's happening? This feels like a riddle, does it not?
It's a clever, self-referential meta song about singing.
Clever is a strong word.
It is clever.
If it's meant as a comedy, I think it's funny.
Okay.
If it's not.
Funny. It's meant as a comedy. It's meant as a comedy. You think it's funny. You said it. We got it. All right, she admitted it. Funny song. Awesome harmonica solo. Her words, not mine.
You don't think it's just funny, even if the words weren't meant maybe or maybe not to be funny? That like, that doesn't tickle you at all.
In a good way, perhaps. I like
sexy
being
tickle.
It. Yeah, sexy tickle.
Okay.
Or sickle.
It's honestly, this is a really cool moment for me during this podcast because I feel like maybe never, very rarely have I been privy to a guest who has just genuinely such a different opinion than me.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
It actually is kind of cool. I'm not kidding.
No, I agree.
Because to me, I would hear this and be like, come on, we all think this is fucking shitty, right? And to have somebody be like, no, I think this is great. Like, yeah. I don't know, it's kind of tight.
Yeah, and I wonder if the majority of your listeners side with me or you.
I don't know. I mean, I post on Patreon beforehand what we're doing so that they can comment. And pretty much everyone that commented was like, fuck this song.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know if that's a product of me having carved out a specific corner of the internet that just mirrors what I do.
Yeah, most listeners agree with their host. That's why they listen to the show. They don't like this. They wouldn't, if they hated what you said, they would have stopped listening by now.
And the song was really popular.
It was. And I hope there are a few people out there that are like, Amir's right. I'm glad he didn't
She's
back
being
down.
So mean to him.
Yeah, not to me, to Popper, of course. You could be mean to me.
Popper, come on the show.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Talk about your cannon for an hour. Can I get inside of it? Will I fit? Can you shoot me?
You think he knowingly stole Pachelbel's cannon and D for this?
Oh my God, this goes all the way to the top. Musical,
is that music people do that all the time? Like, yeah, that's what happens.
It's possible. I mean, I would say knowingly because it is so exactly the same chord structure, but I also could see that maybe it was just such a common structure.
I also love that Pachelbel's Canon of D. So I wonder if you could recommend songs that also do this. So I'm like, wait, I love all these songs and I had no idea they just were all taking...
I would say most songs use a combination of these chords in different order. So pretty much any pop song.
I will come back. Yes, and I love all the pop songs. I will come back and talk about the graduation song.
Vitamin C?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that song.
Do you like that song?
I do like that song, but only because I think I do have nostalgia attached to that.
That's
one.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your taste in music has nothing to do with anything.
Same thing with Star Wars. Like, if you saw Star Wars today for the first time, you'd be like, that was fine, I guess.
But no,
like,
I disagree.
Because
you
watched
it
growing as a kid.
I think Star Wars, if nothing else goes with the world building, holds up.
Oh, really? Did you watch it as a child, though?
I did.
You're biased. Next line, please. Yes. I am being insincere.
Stop!
In fact, I don't mean any of this. That's funny. This song is so good. The song is perfect.
Let it be known, the engineer Marika is dying of laughter in the corner.
She's dying of agreement with me.
She's dying because he's oscillating between the most like... There is something in the mirror. It's like, are you Aaron Neville? Are you Eddie Vedder? I don't know what's happening.
It's Leonard Cohen meets Billie Eilish.
What?
They eye fuck at a bar and create this beautiful harmonica music.
Leonard Cohen?
That was just the graveliest voice I could think of.
You think this is a gravelly voice?
Well, the way you did the impression was.
That's not gravel. That's like he's pulling from the depths of hell. But also there's like a Whataburger there. And it's like in an airport and like Guy Fieri has a show.
Yeah, Popper's a little Guy Fieri.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if Guy Fieri could sing.
If a turkey burger had a harmonica. That's how I would describe this song.
But like, of course, guess what's on the side? Bacon.
Nice.
Nothing more epic than bacon.
In fact, I don't mean any of this.
It's like a Bloody Mary with a hamburger on top of it. Yeah, he said, there is something amiss. I am being insincere. In fact, I don't mean any of this. Still, my confession draws you near. I think the part of why I can't find this the funny is because it feels so fucking self-satisfying.
You think he's loving the fact that he's being so clever.
I mean, he's pretty going for it pretty hard. Yeah. He's like, yeah, actually, fuck you, but you're going to keep listening because it's so hooky.
And I agreed with him. And 11 years old and 36, I fucking agreed with him.
You were radicalized. Okay, and then the second half of verse 2, which I'm excited to see the vocal stylings on this.
Okay.
Stop.
What made the pan refuse to go? So that one is like a Hook Peter Pan reference, okay. Right?
Before we can even get to what he just said, I need to call attention.
Tell me what he said? Because
I will after I tell you that after he sang that first line, I was so delighted by the way he sang it. I looked to you to share a moment of, that was funny.
My eyes were closed?
Your eyes were so closed.
I was just soaking it in.
You looked like
letting the joy wash over me in an awesome wave.
You looked like a child hearing music for the first time.
It's like I knew it was like at SeaWorld and I was going to try to drink some of the seawater that Shamu spits towards us.
It's 1994. We don't know this is cruel yet.
It was all good because it was whales and popper and meat.
Because global warming didn't exist. So what he said was, to confuse the issue, I'll refer to familiar heroes from long ago. Right. No matter how much Peter loved her, what made the pan refuse to grow?
Which is like, famous-ish line from this song. It's like the fact that it's like, oh, he is referencing Hook,
So all he's doing, he's literally even saying he's about to do it. I'm going to make you think this song has some hidden meaning by referencing some random thing that you like. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to read into it far more than it deserves.
Which is clever.
Yeah, except that the song's name is Hook and he just referred to Peter Pan. And I do need to fact check this, but what year did Hook come out?
I want to say 92.
So it precedes this?
I believe so.
Yeah, 91.
Fuck.
You're correct, though. It precedes this. Yeah. So I think that's kind of a cheap shot to be like, we're all still basking in that movie we loved.
Oh, you think he's just...
Rufio! Am I right, guys?
Yeah, I did like Rufio. Yeah. Oh, you're saying he's like, oh...
Rufio was so hot when I was a kid.
He was... I'm not
anymore. I have to say when I was a kid, because otherwise it's creepy.
Because he's 14?
Yes. But when I was a kid, I was like, give me a Rufio. Where if I want one of those?
What happened to Rufio? Why didn't he like have a burgeoning movie career?
I mean, if I had to guess, he wasn't white.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I think, usually hurts people's careers, especially then, but even today.
Rufio!
I don't like that line, is what I'll say.
You don't like the movie?
No, I love
the movie.
Did you not hear me say how hot Rufio was?
Yeah.
And Tiger Lily. Again, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Not now.
Not now.
Now I only find Robin Williams hot.
Now I'm only finding white people attractive.
What?
Oh, come on. You were thinking it.
Stop! It actually made me mad. I'm angry now. I'm going to just go back to the chorus.
Okay, great. Because you know what's part's coming up. Was that the whole reason?
I ain't telling you no love. The bass. No, I'm sorry. We need to revisit what the bass just did.
I don't know if that is okay. I like it. I didn't know about it until you played it, and then I can hear it.
Stop!
Stop what? Alicia, it's about to start.
No.
Shut the fuck up. It's happening.
Marika,
Nobody talked during the harmonica solo. Fuck.
The reason I keep saying stop, I don't know enough Blues Traveler to tell you if this is how he's saying or if this is him doing a bit, just a nod to other singers.
Yeah.
He's doing a riff every single time he's allowed to do a riff. As a singer, that's an insane thing to do.
What's a riff?
Like he just, every time he has an opportunity to like extend a note and tweak it, he takes it.
Okay.
That's pretty self-indulgent as a singer. That'd be like if every time you played guitar, you added a little lick.
Yeah.
Like a tiny little solo every time.
Singing is self-indulgent. It's weird to be like, you're hamming it up, but you're also singing into a microphone. Every singer is hamming it up. No one's being bashful.
We need to unpack this. You think that singing is self-indulgent
at all? Because it's always you yelling into a microphone. There is no...
Do you think singing is yelling, first of all?
Yeah, singing is half yelling, half making it sound good, I guess.
So and it's then sexy yelling is what you think.
Sexy yelling, always into a mic, and you're like, whoa, that's a little hammy, don't you think? I don't know, the spotlight's on me, bro, so why don't you take a seat?
So then in your mind, all art is self-indulgent.
Well, all performance
art. Even talking is self-indulgent.
Podcasting, for sure.
That's a known thing. Yeah. That's canon.
Yeah.
But you think even just on the base level, speaking...
No.
...is self-indulgent.
No, because performing is self-indulgent.
Isn't speaking performing?
A conversation with one person. I'm talking about like performing in front of an audience.
Okay.
So it's like, look at me perform.
So in your mind, since singing, I just need to understand.
Yeah.
Singing in and of itself is a look at me move.
Yeah.
That at that point, no holds barred, you can do anything.
Yes, ham it up.
So you
riff
could just scream.
Yes,
and that's still okay.
Yeah, just ask Steven Tyler. He's screaming all the time.
but he doesn't scream every note. The reason the screaming is good is because it's juxtaposed with calm singing.
Okay.
But if he scrummed, of course, the past tense of screamed.
Scrumped.
If he scrumped every note, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess it would turn out as awesome as this song. Hit him with the harmonica solo.
All right. You know what? You've earned it.
Yes.
I won't talk for 46 seconds.
Oh, God. It's only 46 seconds? I was hoping it would be 3 hours. Wait, start over. Start over. I was talking. Jesus Christ. It has to be appreciated in silence. All right, go.
Okay. Okay. Ready? Here we go. I'm just going to close my eyes because I don't want to interrupt.
Agreed. You're saying that was bad? That was the best part of any song ever.
I'm going to throw up.
He was so good. All right. How about just music? Just the talent it takes to play that harmonica solo.
Technically, that was incredible. No question. That was technically extremely impressive.
Awesome. Great start. I do not deny that. Technically, like the fact that he did that.
To play like that on a harmonica is batshit crazy.
And he hit like really, really high
when
notes.
When that fucking, I gotta hear that note again. Here. What the fuck? Does he, you think he already went as high?
How did he even do that?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I have literally no idea. I have
and
no idea.
And the fact
idea.
That he has like one of those stands while he's playing guitar while that's happening. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I want to say it's called him. No, I don't know what that's called. I'm not going to pretend to
it's
know.
Off the charts.
It's, yeah, actually no one knows what that's
it's
called.
It's a J minor. Only reached once during Hook's Popper.
Yeah, that's on the wiki. J minor only achieved one time.
Thankfully, we recorded it as part of, I think, the greatest harmonica solo ever.
I mean, I don't know enough harmonica solos. I know maybe what, is it Don't Think Twice, It's All Right? I feel like maybe, but some classic Dylan song has Got a fucking it. Great yeah, harmonica yeah. solo.
Times they are a changing.
Yeah, probably multiple songs. The thing is not the skill, the talent. That was pretty incredible. It's the curating or I don't know, the like creative choice. Mm-hmm. I think it's very funny. I think it's, I don't know if I've laughed that hard.
I thought you were laughing at my reaction, not to the actual music.
I actually wasn't looking at you because I couldn't handle laughing any harder than I already was laughing.
Because my eyes were also closed.
My eyes were very closed.
Yeah.
I was as off mic as I could be, literally laughing so hard to that point where you're about to vomit.
Because of the harmonica solo?
Just the choices of notes and to think like, this is a good choice to put in the middle of a kind of, again, don't know what the actual genre is. Gonna have to say butt rock jam.
Yeah, harmonica. Harmonica alt.
And there's
alt
also
harm.
Just the nature of a harmonica is that like at times you kind of hear the mouth part.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like a la kazoo. You know what I mean? Like you hear like a mouth in there.
Yeah. And like a tongue has to be slapping against wood at some point during a harmonica solo.
I'm not sure it's wood. I think maybe the edges are wood, but I feel like it's probably metal.
Cool.
Who knows? In any case, there's this one part in the middle where you hear, like, you can hear him.
Okay. Is it possible he's playing the guitar while doing the harmonica, or that's got to be someone else, right?
On this recording, I would highly doubt it, but has he done this live? Maybe.
Oh,
I mean,
and
it
he
sounds
both?
Like.
And you could do both?
You could, yeah, if you have the neck stand, whatever the fuck that's actually called. I think mostly it's that it sounds like
two angels laughing. I agree. That's so funny that you bring it up that way.
This part sounds like a meme, like a video meme, like a Vine or a TikTok or whatever, that someone like fucked up the audio to sound batshit insane.
No. Oh, Oh, because he stays up there.
Do you hear that? That's
and then doesn't he go even higher up in there?
It's like fucked up in a way that sounds so funny.
Because later he goes.
It reminds me of the recorder trying to play the Jurassic Park theme song.
Yeah, or like a dial-up modem. Which brings it back to 1994.
It sounds like he was like really inspired, like
don't pick up the phone.
He was like, hang on, give me my harmonica in A major.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck, I don't know, diatonic. Is this a chromatic? I don't know enough about music.
You don't know enough about music? I don't know anything about music.
No, I know 1% about music. Okay. I know enough to sound like I know what I'm talking about, but if any musicians actually listen, they're like, this bitch has no idea what she's talking about.
Oh, interesting.
Huh.
Wait, you didn't study this?
I actually did.
If you must know.
If you must know, I did go to college for music.
But I guess that makes sense. I studied econ and I don't know anything.
Oh,
so
yeah?
It stands to
What's
reason.
What's the best way to get a blast your e-cig in the con day NAS building? I don't know what econ stands for.
Economics.
That's what I knew. And I was pretending to not know for comedic effect.
Nice.
I can't speak anymore about the harmonica solo. It moved me.
Which is great because we're coming up on the speaking as part of the song, which
this
is this skiddly part, skiddly bop, doo-wop, rap type situation.
Well, I broke this into chunks, don't worry.
Is this Bare Naked Ladies chic? It's like sort of the same thing. Where
this
it's
is,
like the
I hate to always use this expression, but unfortunately it's never been more true than now. Blues Traveler walked so Bare Naked Ladies could run.
That's cool. Because people love BNL. Suck it in, suck it in, suck it in. If you're into dinner in Berlin, make it a spin move or else you win. And then begin to see what you're doing to me. This MTV is not for free. This OPC is killing me. So desperately I'll sing the other love. Is he singing to the same tune as the harmonica? Is this also 46 seconds?
No, that was 12. I don't know the whole section.
Interesting.
This is just the bass solo and drums.
But I wonder if he's doing, like, this is the same.
Oh, you mean he's following the melodic line that the harmonica played?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
I wonder.
No.
So it didn't. Okay, yeah, probably
can't.
Not.
Try track it. Already know.
Right,
he said, suck it in, suck it in, suck it in.
If you're Rintin Tin or Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn Henry VII?
Something
wife?
Lady who was beheaded or something, yeah.
Queen of...
Something or other?
France, England.
Yes.
Marika, you're supposed to know stuff here.
Franco-Prussia?
Henry VIII, thank you, obviously.
Okay.
We don't talk about the 7th.
No, God.
He's been canceled.
Who has the time? He was Me Too'd in 1843.
I mean, they all should have been, probably.
Yeah, especially if you're beheading people. That's much worse than anything that's happening today.
Is it? Make a desperate move or else you'll win.
To see what you're doing to me?
Nope. And then begin to see what you're doing to me.
Got it.
This MTV is not for free.
It's so PC, it's you're killing me. So desperately I sing to thee of love.
Or yes. Mm-hmm. So
I
this,
think it's all gibberish
it's
just
gibberish.
To be cool.
It sounds cool and it makes no sense.
Correct.
Also,
when you're 11 is awesome.
I mean, I think, again, he's continuing his point of it does not matter what I say.
Yeah.
You will listen to this.
I mean, it's the same thing as fucking...
Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah. Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken. Is that about 10... Is John Popper Canadian as well, I wonder?
John Popper? No, he's from Chardon, Ohio.
Okay. Close to Canada, but not quite.
Do you want to hear something that makes me feel weird?
Is it the rest of that part?
Suck it in. It's actually this noise. He's 52 now.
Interesting. Yeah, I would have guessed older.
Really? I just feel like I can't imagine this person being 52.
I imagined him 52 in 1994. I guess he was, oh my
because
God,
because of his
27?
Reference to Rin Tin Tin and Anne Boleyn.
Just because everybody, when you're 11 and there's a big 27-year-old, he might as well be 50.
That makes us 50 now. relatively. To 11-year-olds, we're 50.
Pretty much.
In fact, probably 11-year-olds look at podcasts and are like, that's what my grandpa listens to.
Yeah, I have an 11-year-old niece and she definitely thinks that's what his dad listens to.
Stop! We're not cool anymore. Fuck!
I was never cool. Continue.
Stop.
But I got too much fun about it, huh?
I'm going to go, well, no, in fact, I lied.
Is that what he says?
Next time someone catches me lying, well, no, in fact, I lied.
Oh, is that what he says?
He says, sure. but also of rage and of hate and pain and fear of self. And I can't keep these feelings on the shelf. I've tried. Well, no. In fact, I lied. Could be financial suicide, but I've got too much pride inside.
To hide?
Well, I think that's the next line.
Got it.
Which I feel like we should just keep playing.
Okay. Three-minute ditties. That's a part that I know.
I have to hear that part again.
I agree. He wants to burn all of our cities to the ground.
He called Trogdor.
What?
That's Trogdor's MO, baby.
I don't know what that is, but
you,
okay.
Come on. We're close enough in age. You know Trogdor. Homestar Runner.
Oh,
Strong,
I do know.
Strong Bad.
Yeah. I know Strong Bad.
Burninating the countryside.
Got it.
You remember that dragon cartoon with one big beefy arm?
You remember Flash videos from 1999?
Consummate V's.
Sort of. Yeah, okay.
HomestarRunner.com.
I do remember HomestarRunner.com, but
the
not
cheat?
The details of the characters.
Strong Sad.
Weak Side?
Team Girl Squad. my stomach lining. Hey, that's fine. That's fine. We can't all be heroes.
That's right.
You can't be the hero of my story all the time.
And you don't know one headlight, so I guess we're even.
What did he say? I'll tell you. To hide or slide, I'll do as I'll decide. And let it ride until I've died. And only then shall I abide this tide of catchy little tunes, of hip 3-minute ditties. I want to bust all your balloons.
I want to burn all of your cities to the ground.
Mm-hmm. This is starting to feel like a manifesto that we find after someone's committed a horrible atrocity. No?
Yeah, but this is the opposite. He's committed something awesome. A horrible, awesome city.
What?
Continue. I found that we'll never surround in this place. That's not the same as the harmonica, because the.
You could be right. You know the harmonica solo.
I wonder if there's some elements of it, but maybe not exactly all the way through.
I mean, it's all the same chords underneath.
Yeah.
The guitar came back in at some point. I was too distracted by the manifesto nature of it.
This song is. Continues to be awesome and great. A flawless piece of music.
So yeah, this is going to be a song you're like, nope, this is unpunchable. Don't do anything.
Oh my God, definitely.
The last things he said in this, I mean, what do we call it? Section? It's not big enough of a word. Mm. The last part of his opus. Hear what I say. Nope, that's too late. I've found I will not mess around unless I play. And then, hey, I will go on all day. Hear what I say. I have a prayer to pray. That's really all this was. And when I'm feeling stuck and need a buck, I don't rely on luck because the hook brings you back.
It doesn't make sense on purpose, but the way he says it is very cool and musically good to me to hear when he does it that way.
That's fair. Although I would contest the cool part, but everything else I think you're fine to say.
That's cool.
That's cool. And you know what is cool? Diversity of opinion. Hey,
whoa.
Folks.
Whoa. You're smoking a cigarette.
Where did I get this from? Marika, did you hide this under the chair?
Holy shit. It's a joint.
It's a jazz cigarette, baby.
That's cool.
Okay. Finally, we've arrived at the last 28 seconds of the song.
Oh, boo. The worst 28 seconds of my life.
Because it's ending.
I guess I could play it again.
Sorry, I have to hear that again. I'm sorry. He went from literally screaming as hard as he can.
AKA singing.
I would be shocked if he didn't get vocal nodes after performing this even 10 times. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into... Just one more time. Sorry. Okay. He sounds like he's being tickled.
You know what? And it's actually us that's being tickled.
Mm. Are you an empath?
Let's fucking put the music away and start talking.
I mean, there is something emotional about that performance.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely giving it his all. And like, I feel like he's winded by the end of it because it's like singing, harmonica, yelling.
I'm winded by the end of it.
I feel like there's a video of him doing this live and it's definitely a sweaty ordeal.
I will say, assuming his weight had anything to do with maybe his fitness, which is obviously not always the case, this would be much easier to do as a non-heavy person.
Yeah, and I wonder
as a fit person, because a performance like this, especially that harmonica solo, requires an incredible amount of stamina.
Yeah, it's a lot of breathing.
You that. But truthfully, performance of any kind, I mean, you do live shows.
That's true.
Standing and talking for an hour is so tiring.
Yeah, it's weird.
Add singing.
Because you're not really doing anything.
You're not.
In fact, if you're singing and dancing during that?
So self-indulgent.
Jesus Christ. Musical improv must be the hardest because you're singing and then also dancing and then also...
Off-book?
Thinking of things.
An off-book live show?
Thinking is what is really the hardest.
Because
if you're
why
just
I don't
singing
do it.
Songs, you're not really thinking. You're just sort of on autopilot.
The pony.
But then when I'm talking for an hour straight, that's harder because I'm thinking.
So that's why my protest... You don't think before you talk.
That's really cool.
Thanks.
And you're not telling me no lie? Nice.
Go. Wow.
Do you like the song better now than Two Princes? Or would you say, now that you've dissected it, you accurately rated it or think it's actually worse than you did?
Oh. I mean, Amir.
Keep in mind.
Here I was thinking I was the host of this podcast.
Keep in mind, it's a flawless masterpiece, but what do you think about it?
I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's so funny that I love it.
I convinced you.
I think on like a musical front, I loathe it. Mm. I could not hate it more. Mm. It's torturous.
Ah.
On an entertainment front, it made me laugh extremely hard.
Oh.
So... In that sense,
C-.
F, but plus. I feel like this is the kind of song that if I was like fucked up with my friends, it would be very funny to put this on casually. Mm. Especially if they were musicians.
Yeah.
Because I think they would get how funny this is. Or even songwriters or singers. Anyone that understands that every choice he's making is like the most absolute batshit insane thing.
But is he doing it on purpose?
I think so. Because clearly, cool. I don't love the way he sang this, but technically that was like a fairly impressive vocal performance. And then that harmonica solo was incredible as well. So it's like, I know you're good at this. So the fact that you're doing it, quote unquote, poorly has to be a choice, right?
I hope so. For the sake of the 11-year-old me that loved this song, I hope I was ahead of the curve and realized how funny and brilliant it was, even in fifth grade.
He just like, he's super talented with no taste. That's the other option, I guess. And that's obviously super subjective.
That's my Twitter bio, so it stands to reason that's what Popper's MO is as well.
Can we just also listen to this like bayou like ride out right here?
Blues.
Extremely blues.
Traveler.
That feels like I'm about to go into Pirates of the Caribbean. The very
dum dum da da dum dum da da dum dum.
So you were singing Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And I also was talking about the ride, not the movie.
Of course.
Which does have a different soundtrack.
Then we agree. Don't correct me.
You're right. That was me doing the thing I just said. My 2020 resolution.
What would Matt Parker do?
What would Matt Stone do? So then I need to ask you, how have your feelings changed about the song since
reviewing
it? It
reinvigorated my love for it. I knew it was my favorite song, but I haven't heard it in maybe a couple months. And then it's like, oh wait, this song still kicks ass.
Absolute, or probably as you said at 10, kicks butt.
It's an epic, absolute unit of a song.
This is a real baconator of a tune.
11 out of 11. Flawless victory.
So then, I hate to even ask, but if you were to punch it up.
I'd make the fast Diddy song about the Lakers. So it'd be combining my two passions.
So you'd keep everything else the same.
Yeah. So it'd be like Shaq it in, Shaq it in, Shaq it in. If you're
Are we talking about like historical, like until now Lakers or like the current Laker lineup?
I love them both equally. So if you want to sprinkle some from the 94 team in homage to John Popper's era.
Yeah.
And then some now because we got the like LeBron now. So it's like exciting and new.
Don't forget
Of course, Anthony Davis.
Davis.
You can't forget Davis.
Because
he's new and he's in town.
Or,
he's
you know, we're going to go way back. Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
Shaq attack.
Yep.
Quint
yep.
can't throw a free throw.
No, he can't.
Am I
throw
right?
It. He can't, it's free and he can't
cut
even
him
throw
a break.
It. Yeah, you want to because already, he's so
far off the
dominant.
Ground.
Yeah. He's so dominant far off the in the ground. Paint defensively.
And then we go back, you know, Phil
even
Jackson.
Further. Yeah, no, even further because Phil Jackson Woo. Was with Shaq. So
and then we go
like,
way back and we got
Magic.
Minnesota.
Yeah, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's right.
Wow.
In the '50s, George Mikan, all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could write that.
Thank you.
I know a lot. Okay. So your suggestion is everything's the same except the bridge is about the Lakers.
That would be the GOAT song because it would have the hook, which is awesome. Obviously, on that you can rely, as he says. But then this quick part, which is like sort of, it's like candy. It's like empty calories because he's singing about fucking history
so
and French cartoons.
Candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why don't we kick it up a notch, Guy Fieri style.
Yeah.
Bam.
Flavortown. Which is also Lakertown at Los Angeles. I was just singing what you were singing. What is that?
That's I Love LA.
Oh, yeah. Randy Newman.
That's right. That's about the Lakers. Then I can die happy.
Okay. This is going to be the most specific and strange punch up I've ever done, but I am looking forward to it.
Yes. It's just for me.
It is just for you, Amir. But considering you are the co-founder of the network this podcast is on, I think you've earned it.
Yes.
Woo. Woo. I'm excited to make this.
Woo.
With that said, should we get to Unpunchable Jams?
You can't punch this.
Oh my God. In addition to that one?
In addition, you already have one.
Yes. I heard a song that I love almost as much as that song
what?
Today.
What?
Let me pull it up.
Yes.
Well, so in that time in 94, I really loved two songs, Hook and Sophie B. Hawkins, As I Lay Me Down. Do you know that song? As I lay me down to sleep. Yes, I pray. Anyway, that's not the song. My song is... I can't get by on my own. I never really hurt until. How can I get you alone by
till
heart?
Then.
Yeah.
I love that song.
It starts really good and it only gets better.
Okay, now I need to pull up a DM from her.
You sent she me DM'd a DM. You?
Yes. I love that song alone.
So good, right?
I threw it in an Instagram story. And wouldn't you know, I guess somehow she saw that.
Who is she exactly?
Nancy Wilson.
Lead singer from Heart.
Yes.
God.
She messages me.
Oh my God. How did she find it?
I have no idea. I have to believe that they must get a notification when someone places your song in an Instagram story.
That's incredible.
My dad, I guess, was in a band with her sister Anne in 1970.
Your dad was in a band with Anne yeah. in 1970?
In 1970. So, one more complication to the mix. This is so random. The drum, I guess he doesn't drum with Heart anymore, but he drummed with Heart for a long time. This guy named Ben Smith.
Okay.
He very randomly played drums on my first EP when I was 19.
Wow. So you're connected to Nancy.
Well, no. So Nancy knew neither of those things.
Got it.
And messaged me, perfect usage of our song alone in that post earlier. I love your hiking video and others as well. You're hilarious. Keep up the great work.
She knew you from other videos? Did she follow you?
That's a great question. Yep. And when I just went to her page, it gave me the option to follow her back. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now.
You Sorry, don't follow Nancy. Her back and she follows you. What the hell's your problem?
I didn't know.
Don't you get how social media works?
I didn't know she was following
me. When famous
me.
People DM you, you follow back immediately. You can't slow play this.
I didn't realize she followed me. That's really funny though, isn't it? That's the song that got her to DM me and started this whole trial of errors.
How did you use it? What did you use it during?
Probably some dumb video of my dog licking her asshole or something.
That's awesome.
What I ever post on Instagram stories.
Yeah. How do I get you alone indeed?
Great song. Great choice.
Thanks.
It may, I had to double check, already be on the playlist, but I don't mind putting it on there twice because that song slaps and whips.
A song so nice you should listen to it twice.
There you go.
What's your song?
You're not going to know it.
Fuck.
That's why I wanted to do it, because I don't think anyone knows it, and they should.
Mm.
It's by my friend Haley Blay. She's a very small indie artist.
Okay.
The song's called Small Foreign Faction.
I'm just a foreign faction, irreconcilable conflict of parties. I feel like a chain reaction, but sadly I don't know where it started.
It's recorded in like a lo-fi way that sounds like very cool early 2000s, like Broken Social Scene era type of like vocal processing. And then it kind of comes off halfway through the song, you know, like the Killer style. I love that about it. But the real reason I chose it is because this one line, the kind of hook of the song. Hey, I never wanted anything and I never got it.
Oh, I never wanted anything and I never got it.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted nothing and you got it.
Yes.
Very Yogi Berra-esque.
I just think it's so clever and poignant, and I feel like maybe that is what hook is supposed to be, and didn't quite hit the mark for me. So it was like kind of my tie-in.
I knew you'd fucking throw it under the bus.
You know that
Stephen Wright joke? You can't have everything. Where would you put it? It's very similar to that.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
I'm writing it down and pretending it's my own. Can I tweet that?
Sure. Giving him no credit. Or you can quote me because I said it to you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I will. Amir Blumenfeld, 2019.
Nancy reads it.
Amir, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This was actually a true joy.
Yeah, you laughed a lot at the song, which is sort of insulting, but I'm glad that I brought you the joy of the song to listen to and laugh at.
No, I think it's supposed to be laughed at. I hope. God, I hope. John Popper, I'm so sorry.
Popper, you're the man.
And I love your energy and your enthusiasm about something that I was being real dick about. So thank you.
Yeah.
What do you want people to follow you on or to listen to?
Just keep listening to this show and other shows on the HeadGum Network.
What a consummate professional.
Hell yeah.
If you want to follow the show at Punch Up the Jam on everything, great pictures on Instagram, a really good Instagram story. Not really. I don't use Instagram stories on that account.
You don't?
No, but I do my personal account.
Okay.
Meow Monster and Meow. And I guess feast your ears to a Laker.
Wow. Laker
Hook
themed
crossover.
Oh, epic.
And I'll see you next week. Bye.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now for world premiere.
Hook, except now from the bridge forward, it's only about the Lakers somehow. I did make my brother text me all of this information.
Shook the rim, gonna skin the Clippers this season. Making moves with Kuz and we will win. And now we got AD, the brow is on the team. When it comes to D, he can't be beat, but MVP is clear to see. Obviously it's gonna be LeBron. Sure, with his agent game and Trace titles on the shelf. There's no one to outdo besides himself. Makes me cry. No, in fact I lied, but that's how I feel inside. Cause LeBron is my ride or die, and Dwight, my guy, back for the second time. And he's online with the good vibes, unlike that overhyped Kawhi. He's a sketchy little dude. Paul George and him are shitty. I wanna bust all their balloons. I wanna burn Clipper City to the ground. But downtown, Bald Eagle flies around. Alex Caruso, hey, looks like my Uncle Ray. Here's what I say across the NBA. The Lakers reign supreme. If Kareem was still on the team, the next thing that I would say would be the hug brings you back. I ain't telling you no lies. Sky, ooh. For LeBron, I would
okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Hey!
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.